Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a life-changing teaching titled Spiritual Blessings. Today, he speaks about two powerful spiritual blessings that God has for us. Come along.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 is our key scripture. Let's read it. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Verse 4, "According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." Paul says that there are two types of blessings, physical blessings and spiritual blessings. Mind you, he's writing to a church. That's a letter to a church. It's not even a book. It's a letter to a church. Then he told everybody in the church, the young, the old, the students, the married, the unmarried, he said, "Look, I want you to know that God has blessed us not only with physical blessings, but also with spiritual blessings." Now, as human beings, most of the time, the kind of blessing that we like is we just like physical blessings. Like what? Yesterday, somebody gave me a physical blessing. He sent me a receipt. He said to me, "Prophet, I bought the latest Samsung foldable phone for you." He said, "What color do you want? Gray or gold?" And I said, "Give me the gray." And the person sent me the receipt. And I checked the price, $1,950. Then he said to me, "I've bought it. I'm going to send it to you. So far, people have been buying you a biscuit. But from today, you are receiving the latest Samsung tablet." Oh, that's what you are receiving. Push your neighbor, say, "No more biscuits."
No more biscuits.
Fried rice and biscuits. We are going higher. So, he sent me that thing. And he sent me the receipt. He said, I'm going to send it to you. It's a physical blessing. Recently, I was in South Africa. I was living in a very beautiful hotel. But when I went there, somebody I knew said, "Prophet, I'm going to pay for your hotel." I said, "Nice. It's a physical blessing." I didn't even know how expensive my room was till I went outside of the hotel and I looked. And that my room was the only room with an external balcony that you can come onto the room and come and sit down. The whole hotel, only that room. Then I said, "Hey." Then I said, "Wow, I have a whole balcony to myself." Because the room, there's the living room, there's external balcony with a garden and everything. So, I was there. It's a physical blessing. May you receive such blessings.
Yes.
So, one of the days, I think I had to go to the airport. So, I said, "Well, let me extend my stay because I will leave in the evening." So, I said, "I'm going to ask for the cost of the hotel so that I will extend." Hey! So, I said, I went to the reception. I said, "How much is this room?" They said $650 a night. I hear that the thing is wild. May you experience some wild physical blessings in your lifetime. Can I hear you? Amen.
Amen.
Those are physical blessings. But Paul said, I'm not talking about physical blessings now. I'm talking about spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings are invisible. You cannot see. Like what? Like the anointing. The anointing or the power of God is something you cannot see. It's spiritual. It can rest on you. But spiritual blessings are higher than physical blessings. But most of the time, we are just thinking about physical blessings. But Paul said to the church, he said, "Listen, don't just focus on physical blessings." He said, "Let me tell you something. God has blessed us with a lot of spiritual blessings. Go for it." One clear difference between a physical blessing and a spiritual blessing is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. It says, "For the things which are seen," in other words, they are physical, they are temporal. They last for a short time, temporary. "But the things which are not seen, they are eternal. They continue and continue for a very long time. That's one difference. If I give you this phone that this guy is sending to me, within the next 10 years, if I dash you the phone, you won't like it. It will be outmoded. But if you receive a spiritual blessing like wisdom for the rest of your life, you'll be using it. Because what? It's eternal. So one difference is that one, it has a very short lifespan. And the other one, long, even to eternity when you die. That is why we must be interested in spiritual blessings. But most Christians are not interested in, they are interested in phones, they are interested in clothes, they are interested in designer, there are so many things, because they don't even know what a spiritual blessing is, neither do they even value it. But Paul said to the church, he said, listen, I want you to go for spiritual blessings. Tell your brother, go for spiritual blessings. So what are these blessings? First of all, you must be able to identify them. Because if you can't even identify it, you will know that it's even a blessing. Amen. Amen. Number one, Paul said the first spiritual blessing he spoke about is holiness. Tell somebody, holiness. According as he has chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Holiness. That word, when you mention it, people start running away. Because they have the impression that holiness is some kind of scheme that God has worked out in heaven to make people miserable and unhappy. Give them some old clothes, boring boyfriend, boring girlfriend, boring life, and spoil their lives. That's the mind. When you say holiness, everybody starts running away. But Paul said it's a blessing. If you see holiness as a blessing, you strive for it. Why is it a blessing? You see, if you are a student, when I was in secondary school, we had a guy in our class, my classmate. As soon as we arrived in the school, Form 3, we're in Form 3, we put our trunk and chop boxes there. The guy put his own there. He was off to Nigeria. We didn't see him again. The next time I saw him was when the school had ended. He came for his trunk and his chop box and went home. The guy was a sinner, a serious sinner. Drinking, partying, clubbing. He was in Nigeria looking for money. I mean, holiness, zero. Years passed. One day I saw him. He called me. I asked him, where do you live? He's living in some village somewhere. And he told me, even 50 cedis he hasn't got, he had turned into a beggar. And all the SU boys who were holy, who were learning, who were studying, they become doctors, engineers, married, responsible, they have homes, they have jobs, the holy people, because they learned and they studied and they were serious. And the guy who lived in sin is now a beggar in a village. That's why holiness is a blessing. It's a blessing. For a student, it's a blessing. If you get married, it's one of the highest blessings God can give you. A holy husband. A husband who loves you, treats you well, speaks to you well, is nice to you, for the rest of your life, you are blessed. But if you go and take a boyfriend now that you're going to marry next 2 years, Apala Goma, he has a BMW. Quick, quick. Yeah. Chale Goma, how? Chale Ade wrong. But the guy is more serious. Look, when you get married, you'll be surprised. He has gone to impregnate somebody at Akosumbo. He has impregnated someone to at Nkoko. He can even bring his girlfriend to your house, come and sleep with him in the guest room. Yes. But because you don't value holiness, when you saw a holy brother in the church, you said, oh, this guy is boring. Okay, we shall see. When the excitement starts, we shall see. Proverbs 13:15, it says, the way of the transgressor is hard. Look, if I were a woman, I'd rather take a holy person than a rich person. Because It is better to have little and have peace than to be in a mansion and you are miserable. Look, then rather, better is a handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. It is always better. If you don't know, you will grow up to experience it. If you don't believe what I'm saying, try it. Hallelujah. Look, a holy person, if he has money, the money will stay. Yesterday evening, I just drank water. If I were not a holy person, I would be drinking 6 bottles of gin and whiskey and vodka. The cost of even yesterday's entertainment alone, it will make a dent in my finances. Here you are, even your breakfast is not enough, and you are buying weed to smoke on top.
Hey!
You're not serious. It's a blessing. That's why in James chapter 28, the Bible talks about 14 blessings and 54 curses. Starts in verse 1, it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, all these blessings will come upon you. But what I find interesting, it starts with physical blessings. Blessed shall thou be in the city, blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be when thou goest in, when thou comest out. When he visits verse 9, the blessing is spiritual. The Lord shall establish you and holy people unto himself. It lists holiness as a blessing. Hallelujah. Sometimes if you're not holy, you can't even sleep. You miss your period. You say, hey. Then your heart, boom, 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 boom. You see, as I said, you cry, you see your heart is beating. Oh, man. Put your hands together for Jesus. Who is this that I'm preaching to? Is that person here? I'm preaching to somebody. Who is that person?
Thanks for joining us. Today, we learned that 2 spiritual blessings God has chosen for us are holiness and being adopted as his children. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today, I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Finally conceived. He said, dear pastor, somewhere in October, I asked you to pray for me for the fruit of the womb because I was not conceiving. After your prayer, I did the test and lo and behold, I am pregnant. Put your hands together for Jesus. Yamayanda bukabalianda.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233-55-790-10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.